So, Coach, I often say I wish there were more of me that when there are multiple places I'd like to be on a given night, I'd like to go those places. That won't happen for me tomorrow night as far as, you know, your game at Gilman City. After seeing the Gilman City boys team play on Thursday with a win over Princeton and then Saturday played really well against Pattonsburg, couldn't quite finish off the Panthers in the fourth quarter. I know what you guys have. You guys go over there tomorrow night. I'd love to be at that game. I think it's going to be a great matchup between your team and the Hawks.
Yeah, I think so, too. You know, they're playing really good basketball right now. So we know they're going to shoot well at their home floor, and they're going to bring the crowd, and it's going to get loud. So we're really looking forward to this matchup.
In playing Gilman City, especially against Pattonsburg, I think it's just kind of the way the game went. Brody Langford had a tremendous game to the point that they're running, you know, box and one, you know, running three guys at him at times, just basically saying anybody's going to beat us other than Brody Langford. When you play them, Coach, you kind of have the same mindset. You kind of feel like that supporting cast around Langford is good enough that they can beat people for Gilman City.
Yeah, we know we definitely got to keep an eye on Brody. You know, I think we've talked about over the course of the season how good Zach Cross is. You know, I think Zach kept Brody to single digits the last time we played. You know, just what Zach's able to do for us one-on-one defensively. We don't have to worry about trying to go boxing ones or doing anything else. And, you know, the rest of our team is so good at help defense and one-on-one defense with our guys. So, you know, we know we got to keep an eye on Brody at all times.
How big of a step was winning the Meadville tournament last week for your boys, Coach?
It was a big step. You know, we talked about earlier in the year, we want to win tournament championships. That way we get in those big-time games, we know how to win them in late February. So this was a big one.
Let's talk about the games here as a whole. Tyne Avalon on Monday night, you won 61-39. How big of a test was TA? Did they impress you with what they have?
They did. They definitely came out ready to go. I thought their coach did a great job of having their guys ready to go from the tip. You know, they were definitely the more physicality team. And, you know, it took us a little bit to wake up and get going. And, you know, thankfully we got rolling offensively later in the game.
Meadville boys, if you go back in the 2010s, and I don't remember what year it was necessarily, but it was, you know, 6-7 years ago, won a state championship. Are the Meadville boys that good this year? Probably not. At least record-wise, certainly they're not. But when you play Meadville in their tournament at Meadville, it gets your attention, and you know you're going to have to play well. 61-37 is pretty stout, Coach. How well did you guys play Thursday?
I thought we played really well. You know, I thought the runs we went on really separated us. And, you know, defensively is where it really worked. We kept them below 40 points, and, you know, we talked about all year that if we keep team below 40, I don't see us ever losing a game just because we're so good at scoring. So I thought we played really, really well, definitely defensively.
Well, as you kind of look back at the ebb and flow of the season, and rightfully so, you play a lot of Class 1 schools because those are the schools the same size enrollment as Grundy and also the schools that you need to go through when you get into postseason play. How big, as you look back at a week or a month ago, Coach, back on the 29th of December when you beat Putnam County, a bigger school at Holiday Hoops, how big of a win was that for your team as you look back at it?
It's a big win. I think more than anything, you know, it's not about the class differences. I just thought that we was able to accept the challenge of the physicality and, you know, Putnam played a really good zone, and I thought we'd done a great job of learning how to dive against the zone and find the soft spots in it. So I think, you know, that game against Putnam really set us up for success later on in the season. We've seen a lot of zones. A lot of teams don't want to play us man. So we've been able to learn how to dive and cut with zones a lot better since that game.
In one way, you've been on this long winning streak. You're sitting at 16-2. You have the tournament championship from Meadville. But in another way, as I, you know, just kind of look at how you've done this season, and these are two really good teams, but the two losses that you had back in December, one to Atlanta and one to Green City, they were lopsided. So that kind of, I would imagine that helps to keep the guys humble and saying, yeah, our record's pretty good, but we feel like we're really good. But, you know, we also have that taste in our mouth from December of not feeling real good after a couple of games.
It does. You know, we've definitely used that as motivation since those games happened. You know, we obviously know we didn't play the basketball that we like to play during those two games. And, you know, I think we've taken that, you know, kind of personally since then. You know, we talked about Putnam, how good Putnam's 2-3 is. And, you know, early in the season when we lost to Atlanta, they played a similar 2-3. So I think that game was a bounce-back game for us, just knowing that's kind of the style that Atlanta played against us, and we wanted to definitely not lose another one because of that style. So I think the guys have definitely made strides since the start of the year.
Yeah, the strides that we're talking about here, especially since January 1st, does it, because these guys can score. They've been able to score since they've been in junior high, and in fact, a little bit earlier than that. But does it come down to the fact that they have a better idea on the level that they got to play defensively to kind of slow some people down at this point?
They do. I thought really the Meadville game was our best defensive game. You know, Meadville's taken anywhere from 30 to 45 seconds per possession, and you know, there wasn't a single guy on our defensive unit that was letting up, that was taking a second off during those long stretches of playing defense. So I thought the pride was really standing out during that game, and that gave us a lot of confidence moving forward.
Speaking of pride, yeah, and this is still the case. I know they graduated some kids, and they don't have the same record this year as last, but it's not like they're sitting at 0-20 either. I would just venture a guess that going to Winston and trying to beat Winston on Thursday, that's one that Grundy has circled. If you just go by the philosophy that if you win the HDC, you got to go through Winston to do it, playing them at their place on Thursday is a big game.
It's going to be a huge game. You know, obviously we've got to take care of Gillen first, but yeah, you know, the conference is up for the grab this week. You know, we've got to take care of business in our two conference games that we have. You know, we can't, everything we've done to this point doesn't mean anything if we can't take care of business these next two games. So we know Winston's going to be a tough one. They're going to play great on their home floor. They're definitely going to be coming gunning after we beat them the first time. And, you know, they don't want to lose their conference. They've dominated the conference for like the past decade, so we definitely got to be ready to go.
Yeah, Brunswick on Friday. I know I didn't ask you specifically about the Brunswick girls on that side of the interview, but do you have any idea of what sort of team Brunswick is going to bring to your gym on Friday night?
A little bit. You know, we got that game rescheduled after losing game this year. We found Brunswick. They've got a winning record. They've got, they're well coached, and, you know, they're going to be quick and athletic. So we're happy to get this one scheduled. You know, it's going to come after a busy week, so it's going to be a great test for us just to see how mentally locked in we stayed during this week.
Districts are 3 weeks from today. At least they start 3 weeks from today. In some cases, I know sometimes they start the Saturday prior. So especially on Wednesday, Coach, when that calendar flips to February, is there kind of that sense with the guys that, you know, there's some big conference games, tournament coming up, but those big games postseason not too far away?
Yeah, well, we're trying to focus day by day, one day at a time. But, yeah, at the back of our mind, we know that the season is nearing its end, and, you know, we've got to be ready to play our best basketball when districts roll around.
Big week, starting with that really good ball game at Gilman City tomorrow night for the Grundy R5 Panthers. Coach, congrats on the successes last week at 5-1 combined record for Grundy R5 down at the tournament. Good luck in our conference play this week.
Thank you.